Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Who's this customer in our kitchen?
Well, we got to get the cameras rolling again.
Come on, get it.
Yeah. Thank you, folks. Thank you. You still have to introduce me, Miles.
Oh, the head chef's in the house.
Thank you. I just didn't know you didn't have your coat on.
I know. Mike was just asking. I was like, yeah. I've been wearing that thing for 10 years. We got a little downtime. We didn't have it up on the live stream. I didn't put it on.
Okay. Maybe time to take that thing to the dry cleaners.
Take it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I just never think about it until it's Thursday morning.
That's right. That's right.
But you've been bitching about it for 10 years.
That's exactly right.
Take it.
Take that.
Be my guest.
Get out of here.
All right, let's see. So we have St. Patrick's Day coming up. Like I said, St. Patrick's Day will be on Monday. You figure most of the celebrations are still going to go on this weekend.
Yes.
People will still go out Monday. I'll go out Monday night, still split the G or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have a little fun. But let's talk about some classic Irish dishes. And to me, these are classic Irish dishes, but they're also very big for Americans around this time of year.
All right.
Do you guys traditionally have anything for St. Patrick's Day that you do?
Beer. But yeah, as far as food, no, because as far as most Irish food goes, I like it enough that I realize I kind of eat it year-round. So on St. Paddy's Day, even though I should be eating it, I'm like, I probably just had like a Reuben or something within 2 days, you know?
Yeah, like I've made a corned beef before at home.
How did it turn out?
Good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah,
my brother, he used to have an Irish St. Paddy's Day party. And then he kind of stopped when he had kids, so my sisters would throw one for years. And I don't know where my brother got the recipe years ago, but it's a great recipe.
All right.
Comes out good. You chop it up and everything. I will say for people nowadays, though, if you go to Costco, I know our QFC has them, almost any grocery store anymore, they'll have the corned beef already with the seasoning in it or an extra seasoning packet with it. And you basically throw it in a crock pot and it's cooked.
Do you put potatoes in there or kraut or anything like that when you do that?
So traditionally, I wouldn't, but also I would make a pretty big corned beef. So it kind of depends on what you're doing. Some Miles, you're not wrong. You can put the corn and potatoes in there with it. Some people do. Some people don't. Some people also will cook it a day in advance. Then you kind of chop it up and throw it in your crock pot then with your onions, sauerkraut, all that stuff in there. But there's other Irish dishes that are a little bit easier and not as intense. Like they say, corned beef and cabbage, the most popular dish. But then also bacon and cabbage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing. You just cook it right there on your stovetop in a pan. I would also recommend, you know, you want to feel a little adventurous. Like, if you go to the bacon aisle, you probably never looked for it, but you can almost always find English or Irish bacon, or rashers, as they would call them.
Right, right.
But just closer to, like, teetering, getting near ham.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get that on there and cook that. But yeah, I mean, bacon and cabbage, you can't really beat that one. It's funny, going back to corned beef and cabbage, while it's a popular dish, it was more popular with Irish immigrants when they moved to America.
Because it was cheap?
Correct.
Crappy cut of meat?
Right.
Tough as hell. You got to spend all day to cook it slow.
Yeah, like I was talking to a buddy the other day. We might hang out Saturday night, and I said, hey, I'm going to make these, you know, corned beef sliders. And he was like, I don't like corned beef. He goes, well, I only had it once as a kid. And I was like, it's just a different flavor on brisket.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Okay, right.
So, like, if you like brisket, right, like, keep in mind, pastrami, corned beef, brisket. They're all brisket. It's just a matter of how you brine them and set them up for preparation.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right, one in here. You guys ever had call cannon potatoes?
What is it called?
Call cannon.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? So C-O-L and then cannon.
All right.
So basically, it's your mashed potatoes, right? You're going to mix in the cabbage, some green onion. But then the secret to making call cannon potatoes really good is there is a large amount of cream and a large amount of butter.
Okay. Right. Okay. Speaking my language.
I mean, so much, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody can, not everybody. You could buy instant mashed potatoes. That tastes good. You can get mashed potatoes, whatever. If somebody actually sits there and takes the time to make the call can of potatoes, you'd be like, oh, this is different.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's that kind of alarming in a good way that it's delicious. Some traditional American St. Patrick's Day food. You got Irish stew, right? Pretty simple. Stew made with lamb, potatoes, carrots, onions, and herbs. Obviously, if you don't like lamb, just go to the store.
I do like lamb.
I do, too.
I do as well. But, you know, you can make it. You can make it a beef stew. Same thing. It won't matter. And then nowadays, man, like, you don't even have to buy that cheap steak and chop it up. Almost every grocery store you go to is going to, it literally says, for beef,
right,
or for stew.
For stew, exactly.
You know what I mean? And you can cook those little nuggets on your own, but they're going to be a little chewy. That's another reason, generally, you're going to stew. Anything you're sitting overnight in water, remember, is going to tenderize this meat, because these are mainly cheap dishes.
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to get on my high horse, but let's just do it. Shepherd's pie.
Yes.
Your annual announcement, all right? Shepherd's pie is delicious, right? It's a main dish of lamb veggies topped with a creamy layer of mashed potatoes. Now, you can go where you want. A lot of places say shepherd's pie, but it's beef. Remember, if it's not lamb, my friends, that is a cottage pie, okay? Made popular again in England and Ireland because some of the bars, you know, they would be like, oh, yeah, we got shepherd's pie, but we don't have lamb, right?
Lies!
Just think lamb, shepherd, lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you're having cottage pie. And I'm sorry, Costco, but you're living on a bed of lies. their shepherd's pie is delicious, but it's a cottage pie.
Oh.
You know?
You should talk to the man.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Where's your manager?
Yeah, I gotta go to Costco tonight.
You know what? Yeah. I need to talk to the manager.
I'm gonna drive over to Kirkland. I'm gonna hop in the Lime, have a couple brewskis, and then Uber over to the GM's house.
The CEO's house. Hey, okay. Buddy.
Yeah.
Knock on the door.
You don't know me.
I got a bone to pick with you.
A lamb bone.
Yeah, and Ted got shot.
it's a gated community, Ted.
That's where he got shot, climbing over the fence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's one that me and my mother go back and forth on. She loves Irish soda bread. All right? It's a quick bread made without yeast using baking soda and buttermilk as a leavening agent. The issue is good Irish soda bread is delicious. But oftentimes, for some reason, I don't know why, most places you get it in restaurants, it is hard.
Yeah, so it's hard and dry,
It's definitely dry.
Correct.
It feels like it's got, like, not a scone consistency, but kind of close to that.
But if it's closer to a scone, it should be, like, look, it's got to be dry,
yeah.
But it shouldn't be hard. Like, you shouldn't
dip it
into the stew to make it edible, you know?
Yes. But like, I highly recommend Sean O'Donnell's. Has the best that I've had.
Yeah. Sean O'Donnell's does a good job. It's kind of funny. Earlier today, you're like, they got to be old. Those aren't that old. He just does a very good job.
Yeah.
And speaking of Sean O'Donnell's, I would say this, too. If you want to go to an Irish pub this weekend, not everybody's going to go out and party on Saturday night, right?
Right.
So I would say go in early during the day on Saturday. If you just want to grab some Irish food and maybe like a pint or two, get in there Saturday or maybe Sunday afternoon. I would also warn people that, like, if you're waiting all day and you're waiting till Sunday afternoon, evening, to get that Reuben or whatever, don't be shocked if your local Irish pub is sold out of it.
Yes.
Right? Saturday is a big day. Irish pubs get super popular, but, I mean, this is their Super Bowl. So, again, soda bread is very good. I think you have to find a very specific place, though. You're right. Sean O'Donnell's does a good job to make it good and make you want to eat it. You can get this almost anywhere. Irish coffee. Simple. It's coffee. It's whiskey. It's whipped cream.
And it's delicious.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan.
I was sitting somewhere the other day. It was like around noon. I ordered a beer, a coffee, and a shot. And the guy goes, what if I make you an Irish coffee and put the shot in there? I said, son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah.
Guinness cake. It's a rich chocolate cake with Guinness beer added to it.
I've never
had that.
That is good.
And then this is just good anytime, you know, especially this time of year. But potato soup. It's a warming and flavorful soup. Perfect for St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I've also say, look, maybe you're busy. You got stuff going on. I know a lot of places, like I said, they have the corned beefs already spiced and ready to go.
That's what I'm looking for.
Throw them in your crock pot. I know, a few places. I know Costco sells like a giant package of Irish stew.
Okay.
It's like already made. You literally just put it in there or whatever.
I might have to do this Sunday. As I'm listening, I'm like, I like all of these things.
So I'm going to do like a little abbreviation of it, right? Saturday's going to be a very busy day. I'm going to be home at like 9 to watch that F1 race. Formula One.
There it is.
So
is that annoying way you say it?
I've been tasting different deli corned beefs. So okay. I found one yesterday I like. So in a pan, I'm just going to, first I'm going to saute a couple onions. I'm going to add the sauerkraut. Then I'm going to add the meat in there. Get that all going, get that warmed up, and then I'm just going to add the cheese in there, kind of make it one big thing, and then plate it on either potato rolls or little King's Hawaiian rolls.
So you've ruled out the Reuben, then?
I think so.
I just, man, it's just, just based on how drunk you think you'll be at 9 p.m.,
I would make your life easier by putting the cheese on top of the meat product. I think if you put it in there, it's going to get all sticky.
Well, eventually it's going to all mix together.
Okay.
I'm just going to spoon it out into one surface. But I saw a guy last night on the internet doing that, and I was like, that's a pretty good idea, actually. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, maybe you're somebody who doesn't eat a lot of bread or whatever, you could eat that fine. Because the sauerkraut,
yeah, I was going to say, you could eat it without the bread.
Yeah, when I say I've been taste tested corned beef this week, I've just been eating corned beef and Swiss and dipping it in mustard.
Right, right.
I would also recommend, you know, when you
what kind of mustard are you using?
So I am,
because I think it makes a huge difference on this particular dish.
So on this one, I would go stone ground.
That's what I was thinking. All
I do love, like I told you, there's a brand called Susie's. Her Dijon is my favorite Dijon, but you got to have stone ground, I think, especially for rich.
You've given up on the beaver.
I still got beaver brand in there, right, for the sweet hot and everything.
I said the sweet hot and honey mustard, I think, are unbeatable.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, maybe this is like a weekend you go out and kind of accelerate your mustard career and buy some different mustards. Now I'm going to sort of run down. You got some of the Irish pubs in Seattle that are great. Miles and I, we like Sean O'Donnell's, and there's a few of those. Don't forget, he's got the one in Fremont. He's got one down here on First by the stadiums. Mm-hmm. Then you have the original one up in Everett. Molly McGuire's, that's a famous one. The Old Peculiar.
Oh, yeah. Inbound.
Yep.
They have great chicken wings if you're not feeling the luck of the Irish and you want to order something different. Because that's the same people as the old county. So their wings are really, really, really good.
Well, I think it's funny. Murphy's Pub in Wallingford, mm-hmm, opened in 81. They claim they're the first Irish pub in Seattle. I lived here for 20 years. I'd never been in there until about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great place.
Awesome.
I enjoy it a lot, man. I have a very good time at Murphy's.
Huh.
Oh, by the way, Ted, someone recommends Hawaiian pretzel rolls.
Pretzel rolls.
Oh,
good call.
That's strong.
I am Irish and a little bit German. So that's not
there
bad.
There you go.
Yeah, I went to Murphy's on a random Monday night, man. Great bartenders. And a random funk love in there.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. All right. He's Irish, I think.
He is. If you're up in Magnolia, M'lady's Irish Pub.
I've been to M'lady's.
That's a great spot. Great Irish pub. Great traditional food. The Chieftain. And then, of course, if you really want to get your party on, go down to the market, go down to Kell's.
Yep,
I would look at Kell's calendar. They get super busy. At some point during the day on Saturday and Sunday, they charge a cover. But if you get in there earlier in the day, you don't have to. Look, it's a great party spot.
It is.
Like,
it
if
is.
You really want to go out and have fun, like, that's where I'd recommend you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.